Brendan Albert has a back, and so he's not going to do much today. Ryan Lilger with his knee, he's not doing much. Dwayne Bowe with his neck, he's going to be limited. He might do individuals. Maneri still nursing his ankle, but, you know, he's going to try to do as much as he can. Asamoah with his thumb, we'll have to see what he can do, if anything. You know, he's fitting in with a cast, and we'll see how that protects that thumb. If it protects it well enough, then he might be able to do something. If not, then he's not able to do anything. John Baldwin will work some today, so he's been cleared and he's back. And then who else do I have here? My tight end, Moyaki. He's got a shoulder that's sore, shoulder back that's sore. And so he will work some today, but probably not do everything. So injury situation, we got a few moving parts, you know, with the injuries. And so we're going to have to see how it progresses during the week to find out about availability for Sunday. And so everybody has to be ready. And so they're told to get ready to go. And we'll see later in the week who it's going to be. As far as who it's going to be at quarterback, Brady is going to start. Matt's going to be the backup. And so that's what we're doing. And going forward, that's what it is. So the injuries are the main thing. And so we have to work through these injuries and see what we can get done as far as that goes. But otherwise, we're preparing for a good Denver team who's going to come in. And they got good players on both sides of the ball, good players in the special teams area as well. And so we're getting ready.
Important is to get some continuity at that position. You know, because of the injuries, you've got to go back and forth, back and forth. Just talk about what Brady can give you if you can get 60 minutes out of him.
Well, that's the thing, you know, to try to give him enough time to try to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish when I made the move, you know, was to try to change the dynamic of the team. And so then, you know, he had his injury and wasn't able to fulfill it. So now that he's cleared and he's back healthy, give him that opportunity to do that. And so we'll see how it plays out.
His mobility, is it kind of a blessing and a curse? I mean, he's able to escape, and even but he's gotten dinged twice because of it?
Well, no, I think being mobile generally helps you because you can move and you can avoid some things. It just depends on how much bravado you have when you decide to take off and go forward, you know, and you have to be smart about getting down and not taking some hits, you know. So, but I think that all competitors, they want to show a little bit of their bravado, but you got to be smart about it and know that those guys who are coming after you are big, strong, fast guys, and they have a lot of momentum behind them.
Are you going to emphasize to him it might be better to slide sometimes rather than go for it?
Well, that's been emphasized all along to all the quarterbacks about sliding rather than going head first and trying to get the extra yard.
You said the other day that there was a scenario by which Ricky Stanzi would get in there. Is the only scenario injury at this point? And in year two, has he shown enough effectiveness that if that came up, you'd feel comfortable with him out there?
Well, Ricky has been working very hard since he's been here, and he has a command of the system. He knows what to do, and if he gets the opportunity, I think that he'll go in and represent himself, you know, well. He's just waiting for the opportunity.
He wasn't particularly effective in the preseason. Did that set him back in your mind in year two or not?
Well, I think that, you know, when you're competing and if the other guys are just a little bit better, that's the thing that probably set him back more than anything else.
Do you think it's possible that you'll activate him for a can go for Sunday and go and have three QBs with the concussion issues both of your quarterbacks have had?
Well, that depends on the rest of these injuries that I'm looking at, because I've got several injuries, and I have to determine, you know, who the team needs the most.
Coach, when you have an offensive line that's as beaten and battered and guys moving all over the place, what can you do in a week of preparation? Are you looking around the league? Are you looking for other ways to you know, boost the offensive line, getting guys, you know, the tight ends to stay in? I mean, what do you do? What's at your disposal to help a line that's injured and reshuffled and guys playing different positions?
Well, I think having guys who have some familiarity with your system is a big part of it. And if the guys who may be on the street at this time, they don't know the system, well, in a week's time, it's going to be hard for them to come in and be able to help a whole lot. You know, so you work with the guys that you have here, try to put them in the best position that you can so that you can be effective as you can be. And as far as keeping tight ends in and things like that, we do that from time to time. And so we'll just have to do what we feel is the best for us from down to down. Yeah, well, we have bodies. We'll find out how, if we have enough healthy bodies as the week progresses.
What's that shoulder injury? The shoulder injury for Moyaki, was that part of staying in and helping out a lot more blocking-wise?
No, you know, he went over the middle and he was jumping over people and took a hit and, you know, and fell on that shoulder and back.
The last two games he's been so much more of a factor as a receiver. And then last week, as you said, he was like this young, spry tight end and jumping over people. I mean, is he just now getting, do you think, his feet under him from the injury?
Well, you know what? Sometimes opportunities. I think he's had more opportunities the last couple games than maybe he had earlier, you know. And that has something to do with what other people try to do against us, you know. And so sometimes when he's man-to-man, he can get some things done.
Romeo, how disappointed are you by what Peyton Hillis has been able to give you so far this year?
Well, you know what? We were expecting quite a bit out of Peyton, and then that injury, I think, set him back. And so, you know, he missed several games with that injury that we could have used him. But injuries are part of this business, and you have to deal with them and work through them. And hopefully he can get back up to speed that he was before he got hurt.
Injury aside, I mean, is he what you thought he was when you brought him in?
Yeah.
Is the fumble, he's had a couple of fumbles. Has that affected your thoughts on using him at this point yet? You've talked a couple of times about the, you know, circumstances or the ramifications of turning the ball over. Has that affected him?
Well, the last game it did, you know.
What impresses you about Von Miller and the way he gets after the quarterback?
Speed, quickness, power, and he's got a knack.
He's on almost the exact same pace like Derek Thomas was at this point in his career. I think he's half a sack behind.
Mm-hmm.
You went against Derek a couple times, I think. Do you see any similarities in the way they...
Well, I think that there's a relentlessness that he brings to the field. You know, he gets after the quarterback. Third down is the big down that he rushes the most, and he's a pass rusher on third down, and some of the other downs he's a linebacker, you know. But that combination of being able to drop and cover and then still rush and be an effective rusher, probably he could fit well in a 3-4 defense.
Can you talk about some of the challenges that you might face preparing for a team like Denver or anyone regardless during Thanksgiving week?
Well, the biggest deal is distraction of the holidays. And then you do want to try to give your players an opportunity to get home and enjoy Thanksgiving. And so you have to adjust your schedule a little bit to do that. And so, I mean, you know, human nature says it's Thanksgiving and you start thinking about turkey a little bit and stuffing and not football. So what we have to do is we have to give them time, you know, on Thanksgiving in the afternoon so that they can get home and enjoy a Thanksgiving meal. And then when they get back, then we got to put Thanksgiving aside and get back to football pretty quickly.
Not that any one guy was probably going to make a huge difference, but what kind of difference do you imagine it would have made if Kevin Voss been able to stay healthy?
Well, we hoped, you know, when we added him to the team that he would be a big plus for us. And I think that he would have been if he had been able to stay healthy, you know, because as sometimes I go down through the stats and his pass receiving average is up there, you know, and he really didn't catch that many balls. But, you know, when you got a big target like that who can get down the field and make some plays, I think that he would have definitely helped our offense.
Coach, when you're watching the film of Peyton Manning, you've obviously faced him a lot when you were with the Patriots and stuff. Does he look like the same quarterback? Any difference post-injury and now with the Broncos?
He looks like the Peyton Manning of old, unfortunately.
In various defensive alignments, Eric Berry spends a lot of time up in the box, almost in a linebacker-type position. What's the idea behind that, and is that any reflection of mobility issues on the back end?
No, it's not. He's up there in a sub situation a lot of times, and basically he's playing a linebacker when our sub is in the game. And then in the regular defense, he's the down safety because he's a physical hitter, and that's what we want, that physical presence close to the line of scrimmage.
With Manning, can you surprise him after 14 years in the league? Is there anything you can throw out there that's going to surprise him?
It's very hard to surprise him. You know, I might be able to throw 12 guys out there, and that might surprise him. But he's so well-versed and well-studied in defenses, defensive schemes. He studies personnel, and that makes him so effective.
Is that the difference between him and so many other quarterbacks, is that not only can he throw and make those throws, but that he spends 365 almost studying, learning everything? I mean, he may know your defense as well as anybody in the league, coaches included.
Well, exactly, and that's one of the things that makes him great, you know. And, I mean, there are other quarterbacks in this league who are great as well, but I think Peyton from the start has been that guy who expects a lot of himself, demands a lot of himself, and also demands a lot of the people who work with him.
Coach, what are you most thankful for?
I am most thankful for the fact that I'm alive. I've got a great family. I enjoy the people that I work with because they're good people. I enjoy my players. I don't regret anything about life. And I know that there are a lot of people who are a lot worse off than I am.
Last question.
In 2010, Sports Illustrated called you, and I quote, Peyton Manning's kryptonite, end quote. You said on this past Monday that it's never easy against him, but why do you feel you've had so much success against him?
Well, some of it has just been fortunate. We've been a little lucky, and maybe he hasn't been on as much when he's gone against us than some other people. But I don't know if I'm kryptonite at all. I mean, this guy's pretty good.
Coach,